Well, good morning, everyone. We'll begin with prayer and the communion class. Dear Lord, I thank you for your word. I pray that you would bless us to go forward in you. I thank you for all the wonderful things you've done, the guest ministers you've sent. That's a blessing. Bless every minister and every speaker today to speak from your heart, like always. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Well, the Lord is mightily moving by His Spirit.
Amen.
And I saw a video of A.A. Allen this week. I never seen his videos before till this year. And it was a blessing to watch people get out of a wheelchair. You know, wheelchair miracles are fun to watch. I mean, you know, people, they look like there's no way out of this. And then he prayed for them and they get out and they run across. It's amazing every time it happens. And I thank God for that anointing that that He gives His people. And when the Lord gives people a gift or an anointing or a calling, and they use it for His glory, then it can be something that God can use to bless people.
You know, you said something. We overlook it. Mm-hmm. Use it for His glory.
Yeah.
Not for what you're going to get, not for somebody mm-hmm. thinking, well, it ain't going to work. I mean, you know. Mm-hmm. If you just think about it, I'm going to pay this person for His glory. It's not up to me. I'm doing what God told me to do.
Yeah.
I don't have to see any results.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's for His glory.
Yeah.
And if we, what about even witnessing for salvation for His glory?
Mm-hmm.
Think about how free we would be.
Yeah.
And not put ourselves in it at all.
Mm-hmm. When we follow God and go forward, there's many things down the road that God is going to develop us into.
Amen.
He'll develop you into it as you're faithful. So the right steps has to happen first. And to help us get where we're going, because we know in part, we have to rely on the body. God, the Lord will give you the elements you need through others. That's anointing as well. And I learned a lot of things from the Lord, from the Holy Spirit. But I learned a lot of things from His people who are anointed, who spoke in the anointing. I listened to A.A. Allen's message. He was preaching on Think Big. I was listening to it yesterday.
Yeah, I've heard of A.A. Allen and stuff. Now, could you know anything about him? I mean, well, when is his ministry time?
He would have been in the 50s and 60s.
Okay. Yeah.
Maybe even earlier than that, where they had black and white video. You can watch them, you know, on YouTube. And he was doing this before I was born. And his message blessed me yesterday. So God, the anointing is current. It never gets old. And all the miracles that he did it with joy. He did it because he had revelation for it. He received training from the Lord. And I was back to our lesson. It ties in because Joseph Prince pointed out how the scripture for this reason, you know, that many are sick and they sleep or they die prematurely. And Ray pointed out some things last week about how not recognizing the body and receiving the body as the body of Christ, things like that. Well, when it comes to the anointing, John said that you don't need a man to teach you the anointing will.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I used to, when I first read that, I said, well, I thought about myself. The anointing that God put on me will teach me, but that didn't fit the whole Bible. It's the anointing that He put on us all. That's what teaches us.
That's good.
He's teaching us through each other. He's teaching us by the anointing.
And we're part of that anointing, so it teaches yourself, too.
Yeah. And then those that were inspired to write the Bible, their anointing. It's the anointing, the intended meaning of God's word. That's where we get our training, as well as the anointing that He puts on our lives. But what you can learn from the anointing that He put on you personally is... It's what you can receive. So in that sense, it's limited. God will give you the rules and the direction. Every anointing has its own rules. Just like Samson's anointing, he couldn't eat grapes or cut his hair. He was a Nazarite. He had observed the law of the Nazarite. And when the Lord anoints you for things, there are things that there are sometimes he'll give you rules, things that you can and can't do, or things to do with the anointing. He'll show you personal things that, and it's always different. It's things that you, that he'll, instructions he'll give you because of the work. It's kind of like sometimes he'll give me teachings, mm-hmm. and when I first started, I thought I was supposed to teach everything he taught me. And I had to learn, no, you have to wait till he releases it. you have your own specific rules that you have to go by.
Well, could you just be something simply like God told Kenneth Copeland to quit drinking coffee? Yeah. That don't mean it's wrong for Deborah to drink coffee unless he's told her. So that's specifically a little small thing for his anointing.
Yeah, I remember him saying that he could only drink one cup a day. It's probably for his health.
Yeah, because he did. Yeah, he tells us things.
I didn't know he could drink one. I thought he would.
Mm-hmm. He probably drank a lot and it'll dehydrate.
Oh, yeah. He took his whole coffee pot out to the cabin to find out what was bothering him. Yeah. I told him that. Yeah. Whereas something I can do, maybe you can't do.
Uh-huh. That's true.
It protects your anointing.
Yeah.
Well, 98% of, on the natural end, 98% of our DNA is exactly the same.
I didn't know that. That's mm-hmm. right.
90% of DNA is what now?
98%
is exactly the same. The other small percentage is for eye color, skin color, hair texture, mm-hmm. male, female. You know what I'm saying? Most people are
Unique.
Yeah. Only God can do that. Because he's told me once, don't appropriate someone else's style. He's made us unique. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like they'll say, we're born unique and we die copies.
Yeah.
We want to blend in.
That's good. I've never heard of that.
So mm-hmm. we need to recognize that, like, I'm lactose intolerant, but a lot of African American people are. Mm-hmm. Just that little percentage.
Yeah. There are many differences. There are things that we're going to need from from others. Mm-hmm. People, their backgrounds, God can show them things according to their design, their background, things that they've gone through, things that they've learned, and their elements. In the body, when we recognize the body, we can learn from the body. We can grow. The body will prepare you. What the anointing that God has put on on individual people, you have to have your ears on to catch it. The Lord will cause the people to say precisely what you need in a moment, and it can be a key element in what you're going to be doing. It can increase your joy. It can increase your peace, your will to serve. Mm-hmm. He thinks of everything. So the people that he selected to use are the best people in the world. Doesn't matter whether they are minister or not, whether they are young or old. But when the Lord used somebody, you have to catch it. You have to. Now back to this. He said, "Paul." This is page 13. It's continuing from 13. He said, "Paul said for this reason he pointed out that Paul said for this reason. Then he said he did not say for these reasons." He was pointing us to one singular reason. Christians become weak, sick, and die before their time. He said, for this reason. Mm-hmm. And when I studied that, I slowed down and I looked at it several ways. He said, and what is this reason that Paul was highlighting to us? He said, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason. So the reason the Christians became weak and sick was their failure to discern the Lord's body. When what Jesus did for us all, we discern what he did for us. He was bruised for our iniquities. He by his stripes we're healed. We can stand on those scriptures and be healed. Even the emotional problems can be solved. But if we receive healing and we don't discern each other, the body, we don't consider others, put them first, trust them to be a blessing to us. Sometimes people get in pride and they won't receive from certain people. if they're much younger or much older, they'll say, well, God would have used so-and-so to bless if he wanted to speak to me. He wouldn't use somebody in my congregation, or he wouldn't use somebody that just got saved. That's not discerning the Lord's body. So if they reject that part of the anointing that they should have been receiving, they're going to run in the ditch. It can be a problem. The healing process, you know, when the Lord heals us, when he gives us the word, whatever he gives us is to make us better, is to enable us to do greater things. If we block it, we can't receive from it. So discerning the Lord's body works in many ways. They were fighting over who was going to eat first. They were not discerning the Lord's body. They did not recognize what Jesus did for them in the first place. They were trying to be fed instead of trying to be come closer to the Lord. They were in chaos.
Brother Thurston, mm-hmm. You know, some people look at the Corinthians, mm-hmm. and they say, oh my God, they were terrible. Mm-hmm. But think about the one that was sitting around the Jesus that you can touch.
Yeah.
That had strife in their heart. I mean, they wrote about it. They said they had strife in their hearts, and they was wondering who's going to be the greatest.
Same thing.
And
it's the same thing.
I mean, and it's not that the Corinthian was as bad as, you know, it's on the same level. You know, some people try to say, oh, those Corinthians, they were really, really bad. Mm. But, you know, Jesus dealt with that problem. He stooped down and washed their feet and dealt with the strife and got the strife out of them.
Yeah.
Now, Paul is doing the same thing.
Same thing.
I mean, you know, I taught this. I said, now Paul is doing the same thing. He's getting them in good behavior. Mm-hmm. He's locating them. He's locating them. He's telling them where you are and this is where mm-hmm. you need to be.
Yeah.
But he also telling them to discern this.
Mm-hmm.
Discern the Lord's body.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he had to tell them to examine yourself.
Mm-hmm.
They overlooked it. Self-examination, not of each other.
Yeah.
But do self-examination. Mm-hmm. If you discern what this did for you, you're going to treat Sister Deborah better.
Right, that's the point.
You're going to teach them how very better. If you discern the Lord's body,
yeah.
mm-hmm. you're going to operate better if you discern his mm-hmm. body.
That's right. That's the point.
His body did it for us.
Mm-hmm. So if a person continueth in the strife or not to discern the Lord's body and treat people wrong and go against what God stood for, then
they had to discern this.
Right. Problems are going
to arise. The bottom line, they have not discerned. When you discern this little thing here, when you discern it, you know, the Syrophoenician woman, she discerned it.
Right.
She told them, she said a crumb would do the healing.
Amen.
Yes.
A crumb would do the healing. Mm-hmm. I don't need as much as your children have.
Right.
They're going to drop some, God.
This is revelation.
She discerned that he had an abundance.
Yes. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Said your children gonna drop something, and I can get healed through a crumb, because it's just that powerful.
Yeah,
that's good.
And if we would discern the power of Lord, his body,
amen.
Let's not examine each other. Examine yourself and discern what's in here.
Mm-hmm.
If you can discern what's in here, you got it made. You are gonna treat your sisters and brothers right.
Yeah,
that's exactly
right. Everything. Your faith works by love.
Discern who your shepherd is.
Yes.
People go to church because it's closest, because it's where their grandfather mm-hmm. went. But you're not discerning the entire body mm-hmm. if you're not knowing who your shepherd is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I visited churches, but I just knew that wasn't where I belonged.
Right.
You know what
right.
I'm saying?
Yeah.
And my old pastor said it's a matter of life and death where you go to church.
Yeah.
All right. It's a matter of life and death.
That's true. All of these things are true.
Yeah.
It's the love of God that makes it all work.
And when but discerning, if you could just see what he did for you on the cross, if you could just see how important this body is, like the Syrophoenician, she said a crumb.
That was his love
towards us. And he don't give us a crumb. Mm-hmm. We don't get crumbs. No, if Sister Derek got her way, she would give us a whole slice of it. Mm-hmm. We don't get crumbs. Mm-hmm.
That was his love towards us.
Yes. And we received. We can discern that. We hadn't, mm-hmm. we hadn't fully discerned that.
And we're going to.
Even if you're a slave in the household, or servant in the house of a wealthy man, you're still blessed.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
You might not be at the table, but the household is blessed.
You're going to have a lot left over. You're going to have a lot. You're going to have a lot. And she called the master. Mm-hmm. She had. She said, I'll be your house dog. Mm-hmm. I'll be your slave. I'll be your house dog. Just drop a crumb and see if it won't do for my daughter. And her daughter was in bad shape. Mm-hmm. She said she ain't living another night with that girl. You're going to have to help me.
All right. On page 64. <You better. laughs> he said, thank you, Jesus, for your broken body. Think about that a moment, his broken body. He did. He paid the price for us.
Yes, his body.
It is for my healing, uh-huh. my spouse's healing,
yes.
my children's healing. Thank you that by your stripes, by these beatings, by the beatings you bore, by the lashes which fell off your back, we are completely healed. I believe and I receive. He said, thank you, Jesus, for the new covenant cut in your blood. Your blood has brought me forgiveness and washed me from every sin. I thank you that your blood has made me righteous. And as I drink, I celebrate and partake of the inheritance of the righteous, which is perseverance, preservation, healing, wholeness, and prosperity.
Amen. You know, this is an end time meal, and we can get healed through fellowship if we just learn how to discern. Mm-hmm. Discern. And that this is just my hard, whole desire that God raise up a group that can discern his body. Mm-hmm. That's just my hard desire. Mm-hmm.
We
can get healed from just fellowship. Mm-hmm. We ain't got to be standing in line. We ain't got to be doing this. We get healed through fellowship. We eat his body.
Yes.
That's just my desire, people, mm-hmm. y'all.
As he is,
so are we in this world. All right.
But I don't think you misspoke. You said perseverance.
Mm-hmm. That's right. We go forward to him. He's the revelator. He'll show us all these things and help us grow. Dear Lord, I thank you for your word. Jesus, I thank you for all that you've done. Help us to go forward in you, blessing us in every way. And Lord, I thank you that you think of everything. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Amen.